Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schuelt for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Morgan moves to second. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum strikes out. two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 0 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell moves to third. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Myatt fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Myatt. Farrell scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blaeholder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Storti moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Schult reaches second base with a double. Storti scores. Blaeholder goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Burns reaches second base with a double. Schult scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive towards third. Storti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill moves to third. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Blea Holder covering. Safe. Averill scores. Myatt moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Ed Montague. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Com moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing second base. Bill Cecil now playing shortstop. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-2 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blea Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blea Holder is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blea Holder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blea Holder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Schult strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myatt hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.